Well, it's another wet and miserable day in Cornwall. I'm heading off towards the west of the county, towards Camborne. Now, it's better known for its mining heritage and for its rugby, which it has a great passion for. But it's also one of the poorest places, not only in Cornwall, but in the entire country. One quarter of all children in the town are living in poverty. One fifth of all pensioners are doing the same, and over one fifth of all the adults in the town are living on some kind of benefit. So the poverty there is real, and it's tangible. DISC, or Drop-In and Share Centre, is one of the organisations trying to help vulnerable residents in the town. They operate out of the local church, working with the homeless, those dealing with addictions, those on probation. I visit at a peak time, just after 1 o'clock, when the midday meals are being served. Tara is one of the volunteers at DISC. Today she's behind the counter, helping to serve lunches. But for her, it's not always been that way.
The reason why I wanted to get involved was because I myself have suffered with addiction and I've also suffered with mental illness. You know, and it's part for me is to give something back to the community. You know, the homeless are looked down upon, you know, less fortunate people are looked down upon by people in this area. You know, there for the grace of God go I, that I've never been homeless, you know, but I've suffered from my own issues. And if I was aware that DISC was here, then I might have used the service myself.
And Tara's not the only volunteer who's had first-hand experience of some of the issues facing those using DISC.
My name's Mark Cooper. I mean, I've got a checkered past. I've been to prison, suffered homelessness, been in and out of care. What people don't understand is people who we support, this could happen to any one of us. Nobody knows what is around the corner.
David's story is different. He's a member of the church and began volunteering after he wandered through to the community centre after a Boxing Day service and offered to help with the washing up. I ask him whether Cornwall was good enough at helping to deal with its vulnerable residents.
No, I don't think so. There is a certain amount of opposition from some people in the church because, not against DISC, I don't think, it's just the fact that they're using the church premises. Majority of church members are aware that, you know, the church hall is closed, and I think being a Christian, you know, everybody is sort of, they're all human beings, aren't they? But there are a certain minority that would like to see the place closed, and it would be a terrible thing.
David's answer surprises me, but in a way, it shouldn't have. A quick internet search shows that there are people in Cornwall who are opposed to the work being done by groups like DISC. They say the organisations attract drunks and drug addicts, that they disturb the atmosphere of Cornwall's towns and villages, and that residents can find themselves being abused by service users.
There was a page on Facebook of sort of like, you know, get new connections out of Camborne, you know. I was absolutely appalled by it, you know. These are people that work and you know, and they're fortunate that they've got a job, they've got a roof over their head, you know. If everybody showed a bit more compassion and a bit more love, you know, towards our fellow man, then, you know, maybe a lot more people would benefit.
Well, I've just come away from DISC. Luckily, the weather seems to have eased off. Good news, I suppose, if you're one of those people in the community hall who haven't got anywhere to sleep this evening. I mean, there's no doubt DISC does great work, but you know, it's those conversations with Dave and with Tara that are playing on my mind about the opposition groups like DISC are facing. I mean, I've spoken with some very decent, very well-mannered, homeless and vulnerable people during the course of the past few weeks, but there's no doubt there have been others. You know, there have been some who are suffering from addictions, from illnesses, who have their own demons to overcome. And the fact of the matter is, you know, life below the poverty line, it doesn't lend itself to elegance or to refinement. There are reasons that you can sympathise with as to why people don't want groups like DISC and others on their doorstep. But if you ask me, that's just sweeping the problem under the rug a little. It smells of that, you know. There is poverty in Cornwall, and asking groups like DISC to move on or go somewhere else, it strikes me a little of burying your head in the sand.